Welcome back to the Jordan Zayat Mini Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. In this episode, I did a part two podcast with Inner Circle member Tana. It was an amazing podcast. And just so you know, we did a part one just over a month ago. If you haven't listened to it, make sure you do. It was an incredible podcast. And what you'll hear in that first episode is Tana telling me what she was struggling with, how she was struggling with being consistent with exercise and with her nutrition. And even though she knew what to do, she just wasn't doing it. So I gave Tana a challenge, a brief challenge, nothing too crazy, but it was a challenge to get her more involved with her fitness. And spoiler alert, she crushed it. She absolutely dominated the challenge. And as you'll hear in this episode, she sounds so positive, so optimistic. She's really come a very far way in a very brief period of time because she's been able to stick to this challenge, and she's very confident in her ability moving forward to keep up to date with her nutrition and with her fitness and keep working. So if you're struggling with your own consistency, and if you're struggling with your own nutrition and or fitness or anything, make sure you listen to this episode as well as the first one to hear what Tana was struggling with and how she's overcome it. So Tana, thank you so much for coming on the episode. To everyone listening, I hope you enjoy it. If you do, please leave a 5-star review on iTunes. Those have been helping a lot. So seriously, I appreciate everybody who does that. And if you would like to join the Inner Circle, you can do that at the link in the description or www.sfinnercircle.com. Enjoy the episode. Tana, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for adjusting with me during the coffee experiment. That was, people, by the time people hear this, they will not have seen that video yet because I'm editing it. But for everyone who doesn't know, because they're going to listen, is I had to cancel this podcast because I was, I had over 1,000 milligrams of caffeine, and I don't want to give away too much about the video yet, but let's just say I had to cancel any and all podcasts I had that day because, oh my Lord, that was way too much caffeine.
That's awesome. At least you know your threshold, hey?
Oh, yeah. That is, surpassed.
Were you like, I'm at 800 and I'm okay. I'm at 7 and then 900. You were like, no go. I'll wait for the video.
Yeah, you'll see everything in the video, but I didn't even discuss that part. So I would say earlier on in the day, I reached the upper limit of what is considered healthy, which is 400 milligrams in a day by like 9:30 in the morning.
And how many cups was that? Sorry to interrupt you, but like just to give a...
So generally speaking, depending on the coffee you're having and how much, it could be between 2 to 4 cups of coffee. So I did that by 9:30 a.m. and I like pretty much surpassed that. And I felt it. But I was feeling good. Like I was feeling like, yeah, like, you know, caffeine good. Right. You know, why people love coffee. And I reached a point where I was like, oh yeah, this is great. And then I had more, obviously, because it was all I was drinking. And then by the time I hit 500, 600, I reached a point where I was like, oh no, this isn't good. Then I calmed down a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I had more. And that after I had more is when our podcast was scheduled.
Okay.
And I got to the point again where I was feeling really, really good. But then after feeling good comes the anxiety and like the, oh God, the heart palpitations. Yes. I've never experienced this because I'm not sensitive to caffeine. Like I could have a shot of espresso at 10 o'clock at night and then go to bed within half an hour. I'm not sensitive to it at all.
Right.
So I usually don't get like this with caffeine, but it got to a point where, have you ever been in a steam room before?
Yeah, it's been a while, but yeah.
But you know how it's sort of hard to breathe in a steam room?
Yeah.
Like it was literally
suffocating a bit.
Yeah, and like not my my lungs were working, but it taking a breath was so much more difficult. And that's when, you know, the panic starts to settle in and I'm like, oh my God. So that's when I was messaging you. I was like, please, I'm so sorry to do this, but like I'm freaking out right
now. I was watching your stories, your Insta stories in the morning, and I was like, oh, I wonder if this is going to happen. So when you messaged me, I was not surprised by it at all. I had kind of anticipated that your heart might be coming out of your chest at that point or something.
Yeah. I did consult with doctors prior and during, so like to make sure I was not going to be in real trouble.
Safe.
But even when you talk with a doctor, like and something like that is happening, right. You're in your head, you're like, I'm going to be the anomaly. Like I'm going to be the right. one that dies and like make a news story about it. And then the worst part about it was I was like, and people are going to see all of my social media posts about this. And everyone who doesn't know me is like, what an idiot. Like, just like this broadcast all over the news, like social media influencer, which I hate the term anyway, dies from like stupid experiment. I'm like, what a terrible way to go.
Oh my God. Now that I know that, I would perpetuate it across the internet in your honor.
Thank you, Tana. I appreciate
it. I'd take care of you. Make sure.
But
you're
anyway.
Right. He's an idiot. We paid him money. The unicorns will go on.
Oh my God. That would be the worst legacy to have. Just everything you've done forgotten. Just it would be like the Darwin Awards. Like, you know, like people who die like the worst deaths.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna give away the results of the video, but I did keep the integrity of the experiment. So it was cool to see the end of what happened in terms of hydration and coffee. So I'm excited for that video to go out. But I'm excited to talk to you. Tell me about what's been going on since our last chat.
Okay. So it's been like what? Probably a month exactly. What's the date today? Is 6-ish or something? So we're about a month, 5 weeks.
Almost exactly a month. Perfect.
Okay. So, so when we had our first podcast, I'd mentioned that I was consulting my doctor because mentally wasn't feeling good. Like just nothing was coming together in a good way for me. So she ended up prescribing an antidepressant.
Okay. Amazing.
Yeah.
How's that been going?
So it's good now. So basically how it went, the first 2 weeks I was, so you start week one, which is kind of half dose to introduce it to your body and see what's going to happen. And that was fine. And then week two, you go full, I went full dose is what she recommended. So, at that point it made me super nauseous.
Okay.
And I could only eat like small meals at a time. So I was like, well, this is obviously a side effect because nothing else is happening, but I'll just see. Like it wasn't to a point I could still work. I could sit on a meeting. It wasn't like I was like gagging or, you know, like it wasn't totally uncomfortable. And honestly, in my head, I was like, this is probably not terrible to just eat a bit less for a couple weeks. Like, it's been a solid run. Maybe this is just my body sending me some signs. So that went on for about 2 weeks. And then one day, done. So now I'm just, it's very
amazing.
Normal. Yeah. Yeah. She was even surprised at the good reaction I'm having right off the bat, because generally this is new to me, you do need to try two or three or a different dose or kind of play with things. So so far it's okay. It is affecting my sleep, which is interesting, because I'm a like, really good sleeper. Like I'm not sleeping. I'm
that sucks.
Yeah. And I'm oddly awake. Like when I have caffeine close to bedtime, I lay down and I'm like, oh, okay, let's party. Like I'm not ready for this yet. So it feels a bit like that. And I've had super vivid dreams, like wild dreams. Like someone else on social media that I follow was in one of my dreams. And we, like, I can remember exactly what we were doing in the conversations, which is not normal. So anyways, that's been a bit of a trip, but it's not nightmares. So that's good.
God, because if I take melatonin, I have the worst nightmares, like vivid, excruciating, like terrible, terrible things happening. So when you said that, I was like, oh no, like you're having these nightmares. But as long as, I mean, if it's good dreams, then great.
It's just weird. Like it's where I wake up in the morning and like, what?
Like,
where am I?
How did that even happen?
Like, yeah, exactly. So, so that side of things has been really good. And then I just feel lighter. Like, I just feel like, oh, this is what a normal, in quotes, right? Brain can do. Like, I can execute on tasks. I can take feedback and not take it as like gut wrenching. I'm the shittiest person on the face of the earth. And, you know, so that shift has been, well, phenomenal. because I've been feeling kind of so, it's just been a long 2 years of lots going on in my life and not really realizing, because I've dealt with lots of throughout my life and kind of been okay. But now I'm going, oh, how okay was I really? So that part's been glorious. Like,
that makes me so, it's so funny, like even just speaking with you, like your tone is more like more confident and more more like vibrant, like I love this. That makes me so happy to hear.
So obviously that just tells me like my brain just needs a little help, like this needs to be in my body for me to, this maybe isn't forever, but for now this is how I need to work through this. You know, I probably have some PTSD from some things happening in life. So it's just, you know, this is what I need right now. And great. Like, hallelujah.
As long as, listen, it's not like you're finding these drugs on the street. You're working with a doctor.
Yes.
And it's like they're monitoring how it's helping you and how it's working. And you're both very aware of it. And like, this makes me incredibly happy. I'm so happy to hear that. So that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Were you hesitant to get on them beforehand? Or you're like, let's just do it. Let's try it out.
Yeah, no, I didn't, like, I didn't go into the appointment expecting that. We had talked about my hormones in the past and just some different things with my cycle throughout the month. So that was more what I was anticipating, because I'm not on any birth control right now. And we had discussed maybe I needed to go back on it just to help kind of my hormones. But she didn't go there at all. Like, right away, she was just like, no, this is the route you need to go. Since then, I haven't... Well, it's funny, like I'm talking with you, this is going out in the public, but I haven't brought it up with a lot of people. And it's really odd. Like, I talked to my best friend, doesn't live in the same city as me, and we chatted last night, and she's like, this has been 6 weeks and you didn't, like, she kind of gave me the gears for not telling her. And I'm like, well, it's not really a text conversation. Like,
that's right. It's an in-depth conversation. You don't just offhandedly mention this.
Like, and it's not like, it's not shame, but it's, I don't know. I feel the need to give context. So maybe it is a bit of shame if we really dove into it and you were a therapist and we talked about it more. But just because I've been, I'm known as being very strong. Like, I've had some shit happen in my life that's pretty terrible. So it's this weird, like, well, and sorry, I'm babbling, but
when you talk about the
pandemic, everyone's like, oh yeah, we're all going through the same thing. So I was like, why can't I handle the same thing everyone else is handling? But I don't know how they're handling it. Like,
exactly right.
They could be, I don't know, not eating, overeating, overexercising. Like, everyone has their coping mechanism. So, you know, I'm trying to give myself perspective that it's just,
it's so funny to say that. I was just walking back to my apartment, and I was walking by this woman, and when I saw her from afar, she was smiling. Like, she was smiling and she looked great. As I walked by, she was on the phone, and I overheard, the only thing I overheard her say was, I'm really just hanging on by a thread. Like, that's all I heard her say. And I was just walking back, and it just, you never know what people are struggling with. And you never, like people say everyone's struggling with the same thing. No, we're not.
Right.
No, like the global situation might be the same, but each individual person's journey and path in life, it's it's completely different. So, and just because of what they say on social media or what they tell you, even if you're great friends with them, like, you might not know what's actually going on.
Exactly.
So, it's I'm just glad to hear that you've taken steps to get help, and that it seems like it's working really, really well so far.
No, it's it is, like, she said the only thing my doctor left me with, I talked to her about a week ago, so we were at a month, and she has said you might notice a bit of a slump because you're kind of on this high, your body's like, we have all these good things. And then this is my non-doctor version of it. And then I might notice it down, like I come down a bit, but that hasn't happened yet. So,
okay,
we'll see day by day, but for now, okay.
if it's working, great. Yeah. That's what matters. And keep, be aware of it. And I think also, obviously, you know, keeping track of things like your sleep and seeing, like, communicating that with your doctor and seeing, like, hey, does this need to change? Like, dosing type, whatever.
Right.
But I mean, it sounds like you're very aware and very objective with it. And I've said it a million times, but I'm truly very happy to hear that you're taking these steps. That's just, that's amazing. So good. And how's everything else going?
Okay. So February, Tuesday, Thursdays, I hit them all.
100%. Whoa, let's go. Oh, wow. All right. So just briefly, okay, before we go into that, just recap what happened in our last call and the challenge. Yes.
So in our last call, I was asking you about where do I start? What do I do? Because obviously I was being hard on myself about all the things and feeling like it was an all or nothing kind of situation, I guess, summarize. So your challenge to me was to do 15 minutes twice a week. And we agreed on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and I would start every session with 60 seconds on my bike. So that's what I did. I hit them all. I didn't do it. I was going to do early morning. So that's the only way, the only place where I broke our deal was I did some early morning, some in the day, just because with sleeping and feeling nauseous and
But you got them all in.
Things, I got them all in. Yeah,
that's all I care about. I mean, you had made a promise to yourself to get them all in, and you kept that promise.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Delivered. Yes.
Let's go.
Yeah. And accountability is, it also made me realize that's a big, big thing I need in my life, because because we were supposed to first talk, I think, February 26th or something in around there. It was your TED Talk week.
Yes.
So I was like, oh shit, like I'm going to talk Jordan next week. I have to do this. Like, like knowing I needed to report in, helped me it kind makes of it push different. Through some days. So, but yeah, no. So that was good. And I did a variety. I did start the metabolic meltdown. I did those on Thursdays and then did spin on Tuesdays is basically how it worked out, I think. So
amazing. So how long were your workouts, do you think, on average?
They were never 15 minutes. They were always more than 15
Look
minutes.
At that. Look at that. It's the
Except
best trick
the
in the game.
Workdown was quick, but yeah. Yes,
it's
I know.
The best trick in the game. You just give them something small and it's like, well, I'm already here and I'm doing it. I'm not going to stop now. And even if you do stop, then cool, you got 15 minutes in, but it's the best. I love that.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and there's not very many, like I do the Peloton classes. There's not very many that are 15 minutes. So also that, and I'm not going to stop at 15 minutes because I'm letting some virtual trainer down at that point and they'll know. Anyways.
And did you connect with anyone from the inner circle? Did you speak with anyone?
I didn't talk to anyone. Lots of messaging though. I got a pile of messages, lots of new friends on Instagram. So
that was
awesome. And I do appreciate it. Lots of people from Saskatchewan and the prairies. Like you have a solid following up here. Like for real. So that was really cool. Just, I don't know, someday I would hope that we could do something with that and
congregate
somewhere. And
before Corona, I did 5 seminars in Canada in the span of just over a year. I mean, I would love to go back and we could do something. That'd be great.
Yeah. There's enough people, I would say. Not everyone reached out and there was a solid crew. So yeah, there's a few people I've kept in touch with and we're keeping each other accountable somewhat. And yeah, it's been good. That was the other part. So we talked about I was not feeling like I could connect to the inner circle or how to connect with the inner circle. So you had challenged me to reach out to someone, kind of cold call someone myself. And I didn't do that part now that I think about it on our list of things to do. But I did chat with anyone who messaged me. I did. You know,
you chatted with people and, and you established connections with some people.
Yes. Yeah. 100%.
Amazing. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I mean, listen, it's there's only positive things I can say about this past month, 5 weeks. Like you crushed it. You literally.
Thank you.
It's funny. Like there could have been a scenario in which you didn't do anything. And then we just never, like, I tried to reach out on Skype and say, hey, let's do this podcast and you don't reply, right? Like that's a real possibility. Like this is something that a lot of, I work with coaches. I try and help them improve their coaching systems, help them become better coaches. And it's one of the things that I hear on a frequent basis is coaches struggling with, well, what do you do if a client ghosts you, right? Like a client like won't reply.
And
a lot of coaches, they oftentimes feel like it's their fault. And sometimes it is their fault, just to be frank. Sometimes it is like they messed up. But the majority of time what I found is it's because the client didn't follow through with something and they feel guilty about it.
Yeah.
And they felt like they let the coach down. Absolutely. So then they won't reply because they're like, well, I didn't even do what they told me to do. Why would I bother even in wasting their time? So that it's a real possibility that stuff like that happens. And I just want you to know how overwhelmingly impressed I am with you and how happy I am that you're that you've not only seeked help, but you've gone out of your way to take action to improve and to it's not like 15-minute workouts a couple times a week. Some people might be like, well, that's not much. It's like, but it's very easy not to do it.
Yes.
It's way easier not to do it. And it's 100%. Significantly better than before. And I'm just very proud of you. I'm very, very impressed with you. And so going forward, what do you want to do? Like, how do you foresee the next month, 2 months, 3 months going?
Okay. Yeah, I've been trying to think about that, obviously, in anticipation of this conversation. You know what? I feel like keeping the workouts where they are is good. Like, I am walking the other day. Well, anyways, I don't need to justify it. Sorry, I'm justifying. Screw everyone. I don't need to justify it. Twice a week works for me. Supposed to be like, I'm walking every other day, Jordan. You'll still be proud of me.
I love that.
So that works. I would like to, I meant to before this, look up your three plates, two stacks again, or yeah, that's what it's called.
Yeah, that's right.
Now that I'm feeling better, it's a good time to just get back into the thinking about my calories, thinking about what I'm intaking. I do find winter in Saskatchewan, like our fruits and vegetables are just like junky. Like it's really hard to, well, not really hard, but getting like a cucumber to last more than 3 days is hard. And, you know, so, and vegetables that actually taste like a good vegetable, like hard to come by. So, it's a pretty carb meat heavy time, especially like last time we talked, it was literally minus 50 up here. So it's a cold salad at lunch is not appealing, like bowl of soup with a blanket, like, so now the weather's changing. We're getting more into spring. So I'm kind of re-energized to focus more on just health aspects. So could you give me a synopsis? I will look up your video. I know you have a few tools out there, but let's chat about that a bit if you don't mind.
Of course. I love that. So there are a couple of things I'm going to say. First, I'm going to go back to the cold weather vegetables. I struggle with that as well. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes the last thing I want to do in the freezing cold weather is make a cold salad. So I have two things that I'll do here. Number one is stir fry. I'm a big fan of stir fry, which is basically just a hot salad.
Same
so I'll take hot cucumbers salad and tomatoes and carrots, whatever. I'll put them in a stir fry and I'll do that. Okay. So that is, and you know, it's, I think I would personally just, overall, most of the time prefer a salad, but anytime I'm not feeling like it, a stir fry works great. And it's versatile. There are many things you can do with it. The other thing I'll do, and this is definitely not a salad. So like some people are like, but you said a salad. Like, listen, it's definitely not a salad, but I love chili. And like you can like throw in a ton of vegetables with chili. Yes. You get like some of my favorite is like turkey chili. I'll make like turkey chili. So a little bit lower fat, a little bit lower calorie, throwing a lot of vegetables in there. So you get like it's, if we, you could sort of call it like a salad with meat on top of it, but it's more like meat with a salad on top of it. Like that's really what it is. But that's another great, great option. So if you're ever like, hey, I just want something hot, a chili with a lot of vegetables in there, I think is a really good option as well.
Cause no, that's true. And I was making vegetable soup and like chicken soup and stuff like that. So I guess that's the same thing. Yes, just vegetables in a different format.
That's exactly right. I'm not I mean, like, well, that wasn't romaine lettuce. Like, I don't get your vegetables and get your protein. That's really all I care about.
So I have been.
Yes, and it's one of the reasons why when people are like, can you give me the recipe of like your salad or what salad dressing you use? Like, I'm always like, no, because you're gonna think this is the only thing you're allowed to have. Right. It's like I hate that. It's one of the reasons I don't like the people who do a lot of the what I eat in a day videos, those videos statistically do very well from a views mm-hmm. perspective, like from a monetization perspective, because everyone's like, well, what mm-hmm. are you eating to look like that? I hate doing them because it just gives people the idea like, well, this is what you must eat in order to look like me, which is like, number one, that's ridiculous. You're right. not that person. And number two is like, it's not teaching you how to actually think for yourself. It's just like mm-hmm. a meal plan. So that's my little mini rant on that. Mm-hmm. In terms of the three plates, two snacks, there are a couple things. Number one is there's a full video course I want you to watch in the Inner Circle. We have an entire video course just on that. It's the most comprehensive one that I've done. So it's in the manuals tab. And sorry, not in the manuals tab. It's under the video course tab under nutrition, and you'll see that there. That being said, I have a feeling I would like you to begin with three plates and three snacks.
Oh.
Okay. And if you decide, if you're not hungry and you've had two snacks already, like, don't force feed yourself. Like, that's fine.
Okay.
My big thing here is, and you can see this with my approach with you, this is my approach with most people, is I'd rather start with something that's easier to do that you can then progress with than start mm-hmm. with something that seems overly difficult. We could look at the exercise, mm-hmm. right? Like, 2 mm-hmm. days a week, 15 minutes. Like, you ended up doing more than that. Mm-hmm. But if I had said 4 days a week, minimum 40 minutes, like, you might not have done any of it, right?
Right.
And it's because if it seems overwhelming from the beginning, then it's like, well, I'm just not going to do anything. So it's like, let's just start seemingly too little just so that you can get in there and get started. And then oftentimes you'll do more. So I would rather you not feel restricted or too restricted at the beginning. Mm-hmm. So three plates, three snacks. The general concept is each meal fits on one plate. Okay. I always like make this joke. It's a normal size plate, right? So it's not like a lunch tray, but if I've had clients like early in my career, they're like, I'm not losing weight doing three plates, two snacks. I'm like, send me a picture of your meal. And like, it's a fucking lunch tray. I'm like, that is the size of a whole large pizza. Like, that's not a plate. And then of course on the plate was like a whole lasagna and like tots. I'm like, what the hell is this?
What's going wrong, right?
So I'm like, all right, you severely misunderstood what a plate was.
Adjust your coaching accordingly. Yeah,
exactly. And then I've had other clients who they tend to have struggled with food relationships. And so what they would do is their plate would be the size of like a thimble. It was like tiny. I'm like, what are you doing?
Dessert salad
like
plate.
That. You can't even put a grape in that. It's like, that's not a meal. So just a normal size plate.
Okay.
Right. And people are like, well, how many inches? What's the diameter? I'm not fucking telling you that. It's just a normal size plate. All right. And then, so three of those every day, right?
Okay.
If you want, like, I don't care if you do intermittent fasting, if you want to skip breakfast and then you decide to have like between like noon to 8 p.m. I don't care if you have one at 8 a.m., one at noon and one at 6. I don't care. But three meals every day and each one fits on one plate. Every meal should have some protein on it. Like I think that's – I'm not going to say like what ratio of the plate protein should take up, but there should be a considerable portion of protein. Yeah. Ideally, I would say like at least about a palm size, if not more. So it could be – 3 or 4 eggs. It could be chicken breast, could be salmon, could be turkey, could be steak, could be fish, could be tofu. I don't care. Let's just get protein on that plate. So every plate has to have some protein on it. Ideally, there will be some vegetables on it as well. The first question that always pops up is like, well, how do I get vegetables in for breakfast? It's like, listen, if you don't get vegetables in for breakfast, fine, not a big deal. If you're making an omelet, it's pretty easy to put vegetables in the omelet. Otherwise, like if you don't want to have vegetables for breakfast, fine, it doesn't matter. You have to fit on one plate, right? So as long as there's protein on it, you're going to be good, right? So it's just one plate and protein. Those are really the main guidelines. Ideally vegetables, but if not, totally fine. And fill the rest of the plate up with what you'd like. Ideally, probably not a giant gummy bear, but like, you know, if that happens one time, sure, whatever. if that's the majority of the time, there's an issue. So those are the three
mini eggs.
the three snacks that I want you to have, generally about the size of your palm. Actually, no, for men, I usually say palm size. For women, I actually say hand size because women tend to have smaller hands. It's not always the case, but generally speaking, also men tend to like, and I'm speaking in huge generalities here, but like this happens, like I see this a lot where men will be like, well, it was just the size of my palm. And I look at it, it was like, no, that was the size of a basketball. And women are like, well, it was just the size of my hand. It's like, no, that's the size of a thimble. It's like, okay. So, I try and adjust based on the trends that I see. So ideally, about the size of your hand, and I would say either a fruit or a protein you can choose. So if you want to have an apple, if you want to have a big thing of watermelon, if you want to have a thing of Greek yogurt, if you want to have cottage cheese, an apple, a fruit or a protein is always a great option for a snack. I remember I made a video on this once when I did a mini cut, and I was explaining that not every snack is going to be a fruit or a protein. Not every one. I'd say at least 80% should be that. Like if you're being 80% consistent, at least that should be fruit or protein. But sometimes when I would do it, it's like I just wanted a handful of peanut M&Ms. And like there were times when my snack would just be a handful of peanut M&Ms and that was it. But I didn't eat the entire container of peanut M&Ms that Susan sent me over lockdown. Didn't eat the entire thing. I just had a handful of it. And that was it. And that was my snack for the day. Or that was one of my snacks for the day. And then the next snack would be a fruit or a protein. I'd get back on track. So that's the gist of it. It's three plates, three snacks, and that's it. And if you get three plates and two snacks one day and you're like, I'm satisfied, like I don't, I'm not hungry, don't force feed yourself. But that's generally how I construct it. Do you have any questions on that?
This is super specific. So yes. So I've been in this groove of making a mango protein smoothie every day. So it's
that sounds delicious. Protein,
and you put fresh ginger in with it. Oh my God.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. So I'm on that because it's so good. The ginger is just like ridiculously fresh and yummy. Anyways, would I then consider that, depending where I have it in my day, would I consider that two snacks because it's a protein and a fruit?
Yes, that's, I would call. How much mango do you know how much you're using? You're just throwing a bunch in there? A cup of mango and protein powder?
Yeah, and then almond milk or cow's milk, depending what I have in the house.
Yes, that would be two snacks for sure.
Okay.
And if you want, you could split it up into like, so you could have one snack earlier in the day, one snack a little later, or you could have it all at the same time. It's completely up to you. But yes, I would definitely count that as two snacks just from a calorie perspective. Yeah.
Okay, cool. That makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah. So, other than that and all that.
That sounds delicious. I'm having a mango kombucha right now. I love mango, but you're thinking, it's like, oh, that would be so good with ginger in it. When I used to live in Israel, they had these like fresh squeezed juice stands everywhere. Mm. And every morning I used to get up and they had fresh squeezed carrot juice with ginger in it. And it was amazing.
My God. Yes. Yes.
Well, good. And so we're going to keep exercise as is 2 days a week, minimum 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And then, and you can walk as you see fit. If you're walking, like, I love that you're getting some extra steps in, but just two days a week as that, and then three plates, three snacks. And I think that's a really good plan. What do you think about that?
Yeah, no, that feels doable. It's what I've been thinking about. And I just, it'll just give me a nice break from tracking. I haven't been tracking in a while, but I don't necessarily want to get back into it. Like it's
good.
It hasn't felt like the thing I want to do. So I was like, okay, what's the thing I'm going to do?
And the cool thing is there's so many ways to improve without tracking. I got a DM from someone, I think it was yesterday. I get DMs all the time and a lot of them are angry. Someone was angry at me in a DM the other day being like you're just you don't understand that people can make progress without counting calories. I was like, I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
People can, there's so much you can do without counting calories, which is why I have so many different options. But what you just said made it perfectly clear. You're like, I don't really feel like doing it right now. Cool. I'm not going to force you to do it.
Right.
I'm going to do what you are ready, willing, and able to do right now, which is cool. We're going to do three plates, three snacks, which is like, that is doable. That is without question doable. And for me, it's stacking up as many wins as we possibly can. And you've stacked up so many wins in this first 4 to 5 weeks. It's like you've really set yourself up for a tremendous amount of success. It's amazing.
Thank you. Yeah. No, it felt, it's felt good, right? How can it not feel good? But just getting clarity and talking to my doctor and trying these meds and sticking to it. Yeah, no, it's felt definitely better than I have for the last year or so, I would say. So
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's well, good. Awesome. Is there anything else you want to cover today? Is there anything else you want to talk about or ask, anything I can help with?
No, like, of course, we could just chit chat about everything, but I don't have anything else specific. No, this sets me keep going. So that's what I'll do. Yeah.
Well, I want you to please, please keep me updated with your progress. I want to hear how everything is going. You know how to get in touch with me. If you ever need anything, don't ever hesitate to reach out. I want to see you active in the Inner Circle Facebook group. I want to see you like make either making posts or I want to see you interacting, because that's going to be the best way to meet people. And I really think people would be lucky to meet you. And I really think it would be a great opportunity for you to connect with other people as well. And I know you already have, but I think you are a bright light in many people's lives, and you can contribute a lot. And I think the Inner Circle would benefit from really having you in there a lot. So I'm going to keep an eye out to see you in there.
All right. It's on. you have the power to keep me accountable. So
I love that.
I will come through.
Amazing, Tom. Yeah. Well, thank you. This was amazing. I'm probably going to maybe, I'm not today. I'm going to finish the Inner Circle today and publish that. So
sweet.
I'll probably publish this probably tomorrow morning. Okay. Let me ask you this. I've never asked anybody this before, ever. So this is gonna be your first time.
Okay.
And I can't promise I'm going to take what you say, but I definitely am going to take into consideration.
Fair.
What do you think I should title this podcast?
Oh,
I've never asked anybody that, because I always do the conversations and I come up with the title myself.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I was thinking.
Okay.
I'll tell you what I was thinking. I was thinking of, because you just said something about a minute ago. You said something to the effect of like, you feel better now than you have in a year and a half or something like that. And I was thinking about saying that as the title, just like, like feeling better than I have in a year and a half. I don't know. Just off the top of my head.
Right.
But what would you like people to see when they see this title come up on their phone, podcast published? And I know I'm putting you on the spot. It's very hard.
No,
sometimes it takes me 30 to 40 minutes to come up with the title.
Yeah. The word that popped in my head was like light. There's light at the end of the tunnel. There's, you know, like.
I like that.
Something around that, or.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to say there's light at the end of the tunnel. Tana's story part two.
Okay.
Do you like that?
Boom. Let's do it.
There's light at the end. I love that. I got chills when you said that. That was.
Oh.
I'm glad I asked. That was that was really good. That was way better than what I would have come up with. That's amazing.
Well, there you go. Now you learned something too.
I love it, Tana.
Thank you
so much.
Cool, man. All right. Well, we'll chat another time, I hope.
We will talk soon. Yes, please. And you have me. You know where to contact me. You know where to contact me.
Okay.
Anything you need, let me know, okay?
Okay. I appreciate it.
Bye, Tana.
Right. See ya.
That wraps it up for this episode of the Jordan Syatt Mini Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Tana, thank you so much for coming on. And also thank you for the amazing idea for the title of this episode. I appreciate you. I appreciate everybody listening. If you enjoyed the episode, please leave a 5-star review on iTunes. Again, those help a lot. So everyone who does it, it really does help the show. And if you'd like to join the Inner Circle, you can do that at the link in the description or www.sfinnercircle.com. Have a wonderful day.